Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz. All right, listeners of Congratulations Pine Tree, we're doing our voter guide. 2020 voter guide, biggest election of our lifetimes, it feels like, and it probably is. So please get it together. Please vote if you haven't already. You can vote today, tomorrow, the next day. Vote early, vote frequently.
And if you can't vote because you are disenfranchised for some reason, there are many other ways to participate in this process. I'm sure you're doing them all right now anyway.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. All right. For president and vice president, I'm endorsing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Kate,
yes.
Any words?
They're not our favorites. I'm looking right now at the Space Cat voter guide, and they endorse Sleepy Joe and the Cop.
That's great. I like that. Sleepy Joe and the Cop. Good.
Okay, look, you know, it's California, guys. Come on.
Yeah, but still vote, please.
No, of course. Maysoon, the whole point of this episode is to vote.
I know. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listener.
If you want to do text banking or anything like that, guys, I'll put a link down below also where you can be trying to reach out to people in other parts of the country.
We also have a U.S. representative election happening for District 12, which is, interestingly, I thought this District 12 started in L.A. way back in the day.
And it creeped up north.
But then moved up as this creeped up north as the state became more populated. So now District 12 is the majority of San Francisco, with the exception of the lower southwestern part of the city is a different district. So currently we have Nancy Pelosi in the position and her.
Because remember, we didn't talk about this since we came back, but previously we had endorsed Shahid Buttar. I would like to resend my endorsement from previous podcasts, and I will now be making no endorsement.
Yeah, I am also...
Even though we fucking hate Nancy Pelosi. Yeah.
I think it's obvious that the vote is going to go to Nancy Pelosi, and there's clear reasons why. And in this particular moment in our history, not even just because of Shahid Buttar, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yes, I'm also not endorsing anyone for our listeners. I think you should make your own decision. I know who I'm voting for. Shahid Buttar sounded like a great idea, but then all these allegations of sexual harassment and also like mistreatment of his worker, of his staff came out. And that's just something I don't feel comfortable giving any kind of resounding positive thing on. And we all know Nancy Pelosi has many problems.
Exactly.
Supposedly, this is the last time she's running. So if she gets this term, she'll retire afterwards. And so...
Seriously?
Yeah. Which is like, who knows if that's really
true.
God, we
got to gear up for the next
exactly.
person for that.
I was in one of my guides. It was like, you know, what we should really be doing is like, sure, vote for Nancy Pelosi. We need sort of stability.
No, don't.
Right.
No, don't vote for Nancy Pelosi.
Okay. So one of the guides I was reading was like, do what you're going to do, but know that Nancy Pelosi said that she was retiring after this term. And so we should really be focusing on who we can get into office after her. And let's hope it's not fucking Scott Wiener, who's probably vying for it already.
Okay.
Next. Do you have a U.S. representative in a different, in like
yes.
Oakland?
Okay. Barbara Lee is running unopposed. We know, I gotta be honest, I love Barbara Lee. I don't give a fuck, so I'm gonna endorse her once again. I know she's not perfect.
I wish I could vote for Barbara Lee.
I know. So, Barbara Lee, rah-rah. We love her, but you got no other choice.
Right, exactly. But still vote for her. State Senate for District 11, which is all of San Francisco, including Treasure Island and part of Daly City, which is, I did all this research on the districts this time around. We have the incumbent, Scott Wiener, running and opposition, Jackie Fielder. I am 100% voting for Jackie Fielder. Please vote for her. In the primary, I want to say that Wiener got 55% of the vote and Fielder got 33%, which was like kind of scared him. So we all need to come out now for Fielder. She supports the Green New Deal, has done a lot of work for women's rights and sort of restitution around violence against women. She's a proponent for bringing indigenous people back into the mix for managing wildfires in the state. Like, she's just pretty rad and awesome. And as many of us know, Scott Wiener is loves cops, hates homeless people. He's just like kind of a fucking wreck. He's always for developers over tenant rights. I mean, I just
hell no to Wiener.
Not into him. So please vote Jackie Fielder for State Senator D for District 11. That's just San Francisco primarily. And then for San Francisco, we have District 17, For State Assembly, which is the eastern half of San Francisco and Treasure Island. And the incumbent is David Hsu, and there's the person running against him is a libertarian named Starchild, who sounds like a total lunatic. he sounds totally nuts, and just, I guess he just runs kind of all the time. So David Hsu's basically running unopposed. What I read about him and what we kind of know about him is that he's progressive for Sacramento, but in SF he usually is a little bit more – he sides with, like, corporate interests in real estate. So he's not, like, great, but he's decent, I guess. So I'm going to vote for him. I would endorse him for State Assembly member district – for District 17, which is the western half of San Francisco, and also Daly City and Colma. The incumbent is Phil Ting, and he's running unopposed. He sounds like he's actually more progressive than David Hsu, but he hasn't done a ton of work in his 5 terms as state assemblyman. So it's kind of like, all of this stuff makes me feel like, how do we get these people to actually fucking do the work? Like, as opposed to just like, they do the work to get elected, and then what? And then they kind of sit around and do not much, it seems like sometimes.
You gotta overthrow the government.
So, right. This is when the argument for like anti-government comes in. It's just like, it just doesn't fucking work ever. People just want the fame and power. Oh, sorry, kitty. Anyhow, you know, vote for Phil Ting. That's your only choice. Have fun. He's not terrible. I'll just say he's not terrible. So then that leads us to state ballot propositions. Dude, this election is massive, everyone. Okay, ready? So Proposition 14. This is the one about more money for stem cell research. And I have read back and forth on this one, and it's a little bit confusing because, of course, I always feel like stem cell research is important and we should be doing it. But there are lots of sort of opinions about how this money is – it's bond money and it's going to like private research companies and – or not companies, but private research firms. And it should be – instead of it being a bond, which usually goes towards like housing and schools and those sorts of things, it should be maybe more part of like the state budget. And so there's people who like argue that this feels like – it's not the right approach for this particular kind of work. I'm a little bit on the fence. I mean, lots of groups say yes, lots of groups say no, and these are groups that I like, you know, feel strongly about. What are you thinking about it, Kate?
I'm a no on that one. All the progressives say no.
Sounds good.
No. So that's a no on 14.
No on 14 for Kate. I'm also voting no. I would recommend if you feel worried about that, do a little research. We'll put our voter guides in the underworld for you to check out what people are saying.
And hey, the election's going on for 100,000 years, so go ahead and give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Remember this guy who's running for president who ran in like 20 different parties? He's still on the ballot. He's on here. Rocky De La Fuente Guerra.
Also, Kanye's on there. Did you notice that? That's fucking crazy.
Why are they on the same ticket?
I don't know. Dude, I don't know. I don't get any of it. Dude. Anyhow, we're not talking about that.
Whoa. Kanye is running for VP with Rocky.
Yeah. Do you think they even know each other?
No. No. Okay, sorry about that, Mason. Keep it going. 15, we already said yes. We were strongly. This is one of the ones we really feel strongly about. Yes on 15 will increase corporate taxes. I know some of the people that are saying no to this think it's going to be like a freaky backdoor to increase property taxes on residential properties. They're wrong and they're evil cunts. Okay, so yes, strongly, yes on 15. Tax the rich, guys.
Yep, I agree. Yes on Proposition 15. Let's get some funds to schools and communities, as always. And I also feel like, you know, schools and communities are where it's at. We want to defund all these other fucking bitches.
Yes. And then we come to, so that may soon together, that's a yes on Prop 15. Okay. Then we come to 16. This is also a strong yes. This would repeal the ban on affirmative action.
And that ban wasn't from 1996. So we all know lots has fucking changed, and we need to like re-up this shit and vote yes on that.
Re-up it. It was down. We got to up it.
we got to up it.
Okay.
Well, what I guess I'm saying is, like, it did exist, and then it was banned, and yes. We needed to come back. We need action.
How are we ever going to have racial equity if we can't even acknowledge that there's a problem?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, and so together, Maysoon, yes on Prop 16. Okay. 17.
This is to allow parolees to vote. And I am like resounding. I think people who are actually actively in jail or in prison should be able to vote. So if you're on parole, you should fucking be able to vote. Yes. Period. You're a part of our society. There's no, you've already paid your fucking dues. What is this? It just blows my mind. This fucking idea that people should forever be punished because of something they've done. No, not into it.
Get rid of prisons.
Get rid of police. Get rid of all the things.
Disenfranchisement. Yeah. And that would be a yes
on Prop 17.
Great.
Prop 18, youth voting. So that's funny because this is on our state measures, our state ballot propositions, and also on the city in San Francisco.
Well, didn't San Francisco measure? Already voted on this a while ago, I thought.
I don't remember that. To be honest, I don't.
I remember.
Good.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
So did we just vote against it? Is that what happened?
I don't know. I mean,
well, guess we must have. We must have because we're voting on it now. Anyhow, for the state ballot proposition, this is to allow youth 17-year-olds to vote in primaries if they will be 18 by the general election. And I actually think this is a really smart proposition. I'm 100% for it. I think, yes, it's like if you're voting in the general election, you should be part of the whole voting process, which includes the primaries. I think that's super smart way to look at this. So I'm a resounding yes for this one.
I'm a strong yes for this one as well. And I listened to the episode of Forum with Michael Krasny on KQED. And the woman they had on who was against this one, against Prop 18.
She didn't have any good arguments.
Was that the kids are still in schools and so they're going to be manipulated by the teachers to think that schools are important.
Yeah, and their parents.
Well, Maysoon, like, what the fuck is that? Like, are we going to ban teachers from voting?
It was weird.
Because they are, like, have a vested interest in schools existing? Like, what the fuck was this woman talking about?
Yeah, she was weird. And she also was talking about how, like, kids aren't taxpayers yet. And therefore, they shouldn't be allowed to vote. But it's like kids are, you know, criminalized by cops and harassed in many ways by laws that they don't get to vote on. So it's sort of like, I don't think that taxpayer argument really flies if you are thinking about all the ways in which humans, regardless of their age, are impacted by rules and laws.
If we want to stop the tax evaders from voting, go talk to rich people. Go talk to billionaires.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not paying fucking taxes, you crazy. So that is a strong yes on Prop 18.
On Prop 18.
19 was a little more complicated.
This is the transfer of property tax. So this one was about, like, if you sell your property and buy another one, you can have the same property tax as the place where you just sold. Which is weird to me.
So,
like basically your tax percentage follows you. And I don't think that makes any sense. I think it's weird to kind of privilege homeowners in a way. And you get up to three, and it's like maybe if you were just moving once, but it's like you could move three times and still carry your, you could move and buy property three times and still carry your taxes, your percentage, your tax rate with you. I just feel like that's too much. That's too much. I don't think that makes sense. I'm a no on this one. I'm just going
to
say it.
Okay. And I'm going to cave into peer pressure and also say no. It's very confusing. That one's a rough one. All the tax shit and bonds and shit always fuck me up. So that's a no,
on Prop 19.
Okay. And then we're at Prop 20. And this is a strong no.
Yep. Proposal. This is a proposal to lock up more people and collect DNA from people convicted of misdemeanors.
No.
Let's just fuck off.
What is wrong with California sometimes?
This is fuck a repealing the criminal and justice reform.
Let's actually give that one the full fuck off. So that is a fuck off to Prop 20. 20. Fantastic. Okay, then we're coming up to Prop 21. This expands local government's authority to enact rent control.
I'm a full resounding yes as a renter in San Francisco.
Even if I wasn't a renter, even if you're a landlord, even if you're a fucking yacht devil.
Dude, I think landlords have a really different perspective on this. I'm constantly fighting with my mom about this.
Well, landlords need to eat shit and know that morality still exists even when you're fucking the property owner.
Also, just do, if you're going to be a landlord where you have to rent your building, like, just know that you need to do right by your fucking tenants, period. Like, just go into it with that idea.
Landlords need to thank fucking God that there is not, like, a widespread class consciousness and that they're all not, like, you know,
that's so true.
Being impaled on a stake.
That's so fucking true.
So let's go ahead and say a resounding and wholehearted yes on Prop 21.
Agreed. Also, Prop 22. This is the one.
Prop 22 is the strongest no. Not because it's like, I feel like that last one about rent control is really important. Like, there's lots of important propositions. But this one.
But we have rent control already protections for them. You know, we have that already. This, however, is like, there are no protections for Uber and Lyft drivers.
Yes. So Prop 22 exempts some app-based companies from providing employee benefits. Okay. But what I was saying is, there's so many important propositions, obviously, but this one is the most disgusting amount of interference from corporations spending money on ads and misinformation and fucking mind control to fucking con people into voting for something, thinking they're doing a good thing. Like, if you just watch the commercials and don't think about it at all, maybe you think you're helping Uber drivers and stuff.
Well, they have all the fake Uber drivers saying how they, you know, want you to vote yes on this, right?
Exactly. So this one gets the award for sneakiest snake.
Oh.
And so that is a no times 1,000
on Prop 22.
Let's
protect those workers.
And let's actually give that one a fuck you as well. And that is a fuck you on Prop 22. Okay, fantastic.
Okay, Prop 23. Now, this is the one that's about regulating dialysis clinics. I feel
this one was confusing. This is another one we just had. Well, we just had this again. We had the fucking dialysis proposition like 2 years ago.
And then
ago.
What happened?
Why does this keep happening?
Hold on, I'm going to find it. God damn it. It was, I've been back and forth with this one too, because I'm just sort of like, I don't know, yes, no. And I feel like...
I have a question mark on this one.
League of Pissed Off Voters is yes on this one.
The Alameda County Green Party says yes. Space Cat says yes. The Oakland Rising Action Voter Guide says yes on 23.
The SF Guardian says no on this one, which is interesting to me. So he says this is on the ballot entirely because of a battle between a healthcare workers union and the companies that run most of the kidney dialysis centers in the state. We're on the side of the union when it comes to organizing these companies, but we're not on the side of this ballot measure. Prop 23 doesn't do anything to help unionize the clinics. It just requires a doctor on site, which will drive up the cost of care.
Okay, well, the East Bay Green Party says, this was one of my favorite write-ups they did for one of these propositions. Because it starts out, how should progressives and radicals be voting until we can either replace capitalism or massively reform it? That is the context in which we ought to be viewing Prop 23, given that there are several details underneath the surface of this proposal. In particular, this is clearly a struggle between the for-profit kidney dialysis industry, which in California is dominated by just two large companies, and the effort to unionize the dialysis workers led by the SEIU-UHW West. While we're working against neoliberal capitalism's war on healthcare, the Green Party will continue in general to support unionization efforts. To be sure, there will always be exceptions to the rule, but that doesn't appear to be the case here. Therefore, we endorse Prop 23, especially as part of our collective struggle against the capitalist plutocracy.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you say to that?
I'm definitely leaning towards, I mean, I have yes on my personal guide, but I do feel like this is another
one
that was confusing initially.
Yeah, they all are, but it's like, you know, just like we're voting for Sleepy Joe and the cop.
Okay, let's say. Ready?
And so we're going to say a yes on Prop 23.
Wait,
Wally's upset. Wally, come here, baby. Okay, this brings us up to Prop 24. Which is a phony consumer privacy bullshit sandwich.
Yeah. Do you have a lot? It's true. So I'm definitely voting no on this, but I was also like exhausted by all the other research. I was like, I don't know.
This is a no. Oh my.
Pickles. No, on Prop 24.
Okay, which brings us to our next no, which is Prop 25.
I'm confused by this one. Can you help me?
Okay, this is confusing bail reform. Because it's getting ready. It wants to get rid of money cash bail.
Which is great.
Which is, we want that. We do want that. But it's replacing it with a robot that's going to fucking suck your DNA out of your asshole.
Here, this is what I have. They use this thing called risk algorithms used to determine if someone should be incarcerated pretrial in lieu of money bail. These algorithms use science and statistical probability to deprive individuals of due process. The algorithms have no transparency, no accountability, no recourse for challenging one's risk score once it's calculated. Yeah, it does sound pretty racist, especially because it's like, you know, the information they're getting is based on like arrest history, employment history, residential stability, and education levels, which are all part of like this larger institutional racist system we have going on, right? So it's
going to be racist as shit. They want to replace cash bail with a racist cyborg. Yeah.
But cash bail is so fucked too. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's fucked for the same reason in that it's racist.
So we vote no on this in hopes that there's a new fucking ballot initiative that
this
is a reformed version of this, maybe, right?
And we want to stand and say hell no. So according to the Alameda County Green Party, like, this started out as like actual legit activists putting together a bill. They were all for it until legislators did some creepy shit with judges and law enforcement unions that totally changed it. And now the people that were fighting for this to begin with are now adamantly opposing it. So we want to say no on Prop 25.
Yeah. And that's not to say we endorse the bail system.
No, we fucking hate cash bail, but we also hate killer robots from hell.
Yeah, I just feel like if we allow that to go in, it's going to be hard to move that one out. Like, we might as well.
This is truly one of the, it's a fucking, I mean, that's a nightmare death trap.
Yeah. Right?
Like, this is a mind fuck proposition like they love to do.
Yeah, totally. All right, we're done with federal. Now we're on to our cities. I'm in San Francisco. Kate is in Oakland.
Well, maybe let me first just do, there's only four just countywide measures. Okay, you got V, which extends unincorporated area 6.5% utility users tax, and we're going to say yes on that, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Everyone agrees yes on that. Then there's W, which is a countywide half-cent sales tax increase for homeless services, et cetera. We're going to say yes again on that, okay?
Sounds good.
Everyone agrees yes on that. Okay, then we have X, which is bonds for fire departments. We're going to go ahead and say yes on that. Then we have Y, which is a bond thing for the Oakland schools. Okay, and we're going to go ahead and say yes on Y. Okay, everyone agrees pretty much yes on that.
All right, so for San Francisco propositions, there's a million and one, guys. So just try to keep it together here. I think there's 100. Okay, Prop A is a bond for health, homelessness, parks, and streets. So homeless housing specifically, not homelessness. And I will say a resounding yes to that. Yes, please. I'm all about health, homeless housing for people, parks and streets. We have Prop B is to basically fucking do like a redo for our San Francisco Department of Public Works. Where they're trying to break up. This is all related to the whole Nuru scandal, I guess you could say. And so they basically want to break.
Remember that when the FBI came and arrested everyone?
Yeah.
And they're still arresting people?
So they basically want to cut, they want to break the department in two and have more oversight for the department, which I think totally makes sense. So I'm going to say a resounding yes to Prop B. Prop C would allow non-citizens to serve in city government. So on boards, on commissions, those sorts of things. And I also will say yes to this. I have zero problem with this. In fact, when I was doing the research on this, it sounds like there was a similar proposition that was put on the ballot in 2001, then Supervisor Matt Gonzalez. And that was that sort of that got voted down then. And it's back on the ballot for this year. And I'm a resounding yes on Prop C. Prop D will hold sheriffs accountable for use of force and in custody deaths. And it's like, I can't say yes loud enough. Prop E, moving forward, Prop E is to, there's a city charter that states there has to be 1,971 officers in SFPD, period. Okay. So that's like no matter what, right? So when we're thinking about defunding the police, if this charter stays that way, we always have to have that number. There's never going to be a way to decrease that number unless we change the charter. So this proposition is deleting that number, which gets us a step closer to actual police reform. Do you know what I mean? And yes. So the idea is that instead of having this arbitrary...
We don't really want reform. We want abolition, but go ahead.
I know, but some people are afraid of that. So I'm just using reform right now to like ease people into
our
the conversation.
Our listeners of our podcast better fucking know.
Okay, hold on. Let's not threaten the listeners. Okay. So basically, if we delete the number, this arbitrary number, then the number actually just gets determined based on the annual budget. So if we are defunding or cutting the budget of the police, that's going to inevitably mean there cannot be as many people in work, you know, as many officers working, right? So to me, this is like another situation where like we're taking a step closer to the work that actually needs to be fucking done in the long run. So again, I would say this is a yes on Prop E. Okay.
Sounds good, Maysoon.
Okay. Prop F is tax big business, help small businesses.
Is that
whatever
real?
That means.
Is it real?
So hold on.
What's
this,
the snake
this proposition?
Rating? We should give a snake rating of
we
one.
We need to give a snake rating
we
next
need to
time
give a snake
because
rating
I,
from
I
one
definitely
to
would
three.
Have like this cuts taxes on small businesses while bumping up the tax on profitable industries like biotech, finance, insurance, real estate, and tech. So I say yes to this because I'm always going to say yes to supporting smaller companies and making the huge companies actually pay the taxes they should be paying to us, to the cities.
Okay, but Maysoon, we got to have a snake rating where it's like goes from like gardener snake to like anaconda. And so like Prop 22, Prop 22 would be like anaconda level.
Okay, this is like for the League of Pissed Off Voters, they're like a resounding hell yes for this. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I can't do the snake rating because I have like only a fraction of the information left in my brain from doing all the research, unfortunately. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I need to do the snake rating while I'm doing all the reading, all the research. Because then I pare it down for the voter guide because I just need to, what are the key points, you know? So I'm going to say yes. So if it's a hell yes, is that anaconda?
No, anaconda.
Is that like a bigger snake is better or a smaller snake is better?
No, Maysoon, that's how sneaky it is. So if it's not sneaky at all, it's no snake.
Okay, no snake. This is okay, like a little cute little worm. No.
It's a mongoose.
Worms aren't snakes.
It's a mongoose that kills
the snake. Lord. See, you're just going to confuse everyone. Can we not do the snake rating?
The snake rating goes from mongoose to anaconda. Mongoose is not sneaky at all.
This is a mongoose. Let's say this is a mongoose. I don't know. Okay, next. Please, what are we? I don't even know where we are. Okay, G. Prop G. This is the proposition, the city proposition for allowing youth to vote in local elections. So this one goes a step further and wants to allow youth as young as 16 to vote in elections.
Get it.
So everyone I've looked at says yes. I say yes as well, although I'm like, man, 16-year-old is young. But the idea behind this is that the sooner people start to engage in politics, in the how our systems, how our world and how our governments, both locally and nationally, run, the more likely they are to stay engaged, to continue voting, to have agency in their
communities.
Yeah,
that's the same
thing.
All
these things, right?
That's the same thing proponents for Prop 18 say.
Yeah. So I'm saying yes in this. I do in the background, I'm like, God, 16 feels really young. But I'm like,
oh,
Maysoon,
we have this too in Oakland. We have Measure QQ in just in Oakland. Same exact thing. Yeah.
So I will say yes to Prop G. Prop H, I think, is going to be a little snaky, just so you know.
Ooh, what level of excitement. Snake?
I'm not sure yet because I'm still confused on the levels of snaking. But okay, so this is about
a gardener snake is a very small snake, so that's not very snaky. You know, a cobra would be really high.
I think this is on the mid to high range snake.
So maybe like a diamondback.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. I think they're pretty poisonous.
So this Proposition H is sort of about neighborhood commercial districts.
This is going to be the longest podcast we've ever made.
So I feel like this is giving a lot of like this is about giving small businesses permitting overhaul so they can have more leeway to do things. I think it comes out of COVID. It's kind of about like letting businesses take over like what is it called, parklets and all these things to like allow them to have their business running. It stresses or gives way too much, I think, power to restaurants and bars. Like there's very little conversation about like other types of businesses. And it loosens a lot of like the, like there used to be a cap on restaurants and bars in the city, like in a specific neighborhood. And it sort of takes away the cap. So sort of like, I don't really endorse. I'm not really interested in living in a neighborhood that can only support restaurants and bars. Like, I feel like there need to be cultural institutions. Like, where does our value lie as far as like what small businesses we want to support? And I feel like restaurants and bars are able to exist more because they can inflate their prices. Like, there's all these, they have like huge investors behind them. There's multiple.
Okay, just I don't know. Give us a verdict.
So I'm a pretty strong no on Proposition H. We feel like this is a poorly designed small business permitting overhaul.
Okay, so no on H. Keep it going.
Proposition I, taxing the luxury property sales and help apartments become co-ops. This is a yes. We want to increase. So this will increase the tax someone pays when they sell a property for more than $10 million. So this is going to hit corporations the most. So this is just like a yes on taxing these major, major landowners. Okay, so this Prop J is a parcel tax doer for SF teachers. This is a resounding yes. Prop K is basically letting the city build its own affordable housing. And I'm like, yes, yes, and yes. The city should build it. It should run it. It should
be free.
The city should just have that. This proposition was authored by Dean Preston, who I'm a huge proponent of. He's supervisor of District 5. So definitely yes on this. Prop L is sort of the CEO tax, which basically taxes CEOs of companies who make 100 times the average salary of their employees. So that's a yes on Prop L. And then I think it's a regional measure. I can't remember. It's regressive sales tax to save Caltrain. All right. I'm going to give a no endorsement on this because I think it's complicated. And if I say yes, then I feel like there's problems with it. And if I say no, then that's sort of like saying no to Caltrain, which I don't agree with also. So I'm going to not endorse. I'm not going to give a verdict on
R. We're bulking.
What?
We're going to bulk.
Okay. That's it for the measures for San Francisco.
Oh, thank God. Okay, we're back here. We're back over here.
You are so bored if you're not participating.
I have to be talking. I only want to hear my own voice. Okay, we got really important shit going on in Oakland because we have city council shit and it is next level off the charts. Now, Maysoon, we want to remind all people voting in anything where it is ranked choice, you do not want to put someone who you do not want to hold that office in any position. You don't want
to
put the one.
To fill, you don't need to fill the ranks. You don't need to
exactly,
do that.
Which is exactly what I'm doing. I'm not putting people in if I don't fucking want them at all. You don't have to fill out all three of your rank choices, okay?
Right.
Reminder to everyone. If there's only one person running who you want to hold that office, put them as your number one choice and don't fill out anything else. Now, don't put that person as your 1, 2, 3, etc., okay? Because that's, you can only put the person one time.
Once. Yeah. So just put them as your one.
And that vote is going to stay with that candidate as they move along through the process of figuring out who gets it. Okay?
Right.
So in Oakland, we have our city council at large. Okay, and congratulations, Pine Tree is going to go ahead and endorse Rebecca Kaplan. So I'm putting her as my number one. I'm not putting anybody else. Now, in these last few months, Libby Schaff is...
She's run before.
Rebecca Kaplan is who holds it now. She's the incumbent.
Okay, she's
And we're not, like, fucking throwing ticker tape parades for Rebecca Kaplan. Although I do think she's pretty fucking progressive. She's also queer and, like, a very proud Jewish person.
But what are her what are her beliefs on Israel-Palestine? What do we know?
I don't think she's a Zionist, Mason.
Okay, great.
Okay. Okay, so anyhow. Okay, but point is, in the last couple months, Libby Schaff has fucking been doing all kinds of backroom dealings to try to get Rebecca Kaplan out of there.
Oh, wow.
So fuck that and vote for Rebecca Kaplan. Okay, on city council member for District 1 in Oakland, I actually would like to say, put for your first choice, put this engineer guy, actually. So for number one, let's go ahead and put this guy, Trino, because he wanted to do the most stuff for people experiencing houselessness. And it seemed to me that a lot of the stuff he wanted to do wasn't really going to be possible. But I'd rather have somebody who wants to do more than they can than somebody who, like, is, you know what I mean?
It's just sitting there twiddling their thumbs in office like they won the game, but they're not doing anything.
Yeah. So put him for number one. Put Dan Kalb for number two, who's pretty progressive, but he's been there he's been there as long as I've lived here. He's been in my district. Okay. But do not put Walton, the woman who's running, because she is in the, in the creepy devil club with Buffy Wicks and Libby Schaff and these, like, creepy neo-lib douchebags. So don't put her for any choice. Okay, that's all I'm saying for that. Okay, then in District 5, Zoe Lopez-Moraes is running, and we're going to put her for our number one choice. R. Raya is also running there. You can put them for your number two choice. In District 3, this is my most loving district. Okay, that's like parts of downtown and like most of West Oakland.
Is that your district? No.
No, mine's District 1. Also in District 1, don't put Walton for any of your choices. In District 3, Carol Fife. We are all for Carol Fife for District 3. She was one of the people organizing the Moms for Housing action.
Oh, yeah,
she
great.
Is the executive director of ACCE, which is an incredible, like, tenants' rights and all kind of, like, racial equity and social justice, organizing group. And so we're going to put Carol Pfeiffer number one. I am hesitant to even put anyone else, but Seneca Scott and Moran Simadar, they seem fine, but Carol Pfeiffer is who we love and cherish for all time. Actually, I make no endorsement for District 7 except we don't like Clifford Thompson. Okay, so that's City Council. And then for Oakland City Attorney, we're going to say Eli Ferran. For School Director District 1, we're going to say no to Austin Danhouse, and we're going to say yes to Sam Davis. Stacey Thomas is fine. We don't give a fuck. But just know to fucking Dan House. He sucks. Now, here's something that really bugged me. All of a sudden, these progressive voter guides are turning their back on my number one favorite AC transit person, Jones. Remember Darlene Jones?
Yeah.
She runs every fucking time. She never fucking wins. She used to be a bus driver. For some reason, people are endorsing Chris Peoples instead. I say fuck that, and I still go, this is totally me going lone wolf as Kate
job,
Rhodes
Kate.
On my own saying, Darlene Jones, I love Darlene Jones. And just a reminder, we're endorsing Sarah Brink for 15th Assembly District for the State Assembly. We're going to go ahead and endorse Elena Condes for Superior Court Judge Office number 2. Okay.
Okay.
We are going to go ahead and we're going to say yes on Measure QQ, which allows young teenagers to vote. We're going to say yes on Measure RR, which removes a $1,000 limit on fines for code violations. Nah, we don't give a shit. I'm actually not going to say yes or no. Okay,
you
on
can
measure
just not
R,
endorse. That's totally fine.
On measure RR, we're going to say make your own choice, follow your conscience. On measure S1, we're going to go ahead and say yes, which strengthens police reviews and strengthens the commission to oversee the police. Once again, voting is just one
Are
part
you done
of the.
Yet?
Voting is just one part of the many things we need to do to make life better for ourselves and our communities. But we're going to try to do some harm reduction. And those are the choices I'm going to say. For Oakland School Board, we're going to say Sam Davis, number one, Stacey Thomas, number two. We're going to go ahead and say Van Cedric Williams for District 3, Michael Hutchinson for District 5. And again, I think I said 100 different people for District 7, but I guess we're going to say Ben Tapscott. If I said someone else earlier, just flip a coin.
Good luck, everyone. All right, we got back to San Francisco here. I'm going to get straight into the Board of Supervisors, and I'm just going to give you the names. I'm not going to give you much background because Kate doesn't like when I talk too much.
Well, just so, give the real full, just get in there, man. Get in the mix like a bare-knuckled champion.
I don't have that much for these anyhow. That's fine. Okay, District 1. District 1 is the Richmond and Outer Richmond in San Francisco. Everyone is endorsing Connie Chan. I'm endorsing Connie Chan. She is basically running against the mayor's group, the person the mayor wants to win, which is this woman named Marjan Major. Yeah, she's running against the mayor's candidate, who's Marjan Filhor. I will always choose the person that the mayor is not endorsing, period, because I think the mayor is not progressive in many ways.
That's how I feel in Oakland too. Like, if the mayor likes them, they suck.
Yeah, that's Connie Chan for District 1. For District 3, which is Chinatown and North Beach and some parts of downtown San Francisco, Aaron Peskin is running, and I definitely endorse him. He is a progressive leader in San Francisco. For District 5, which is Hayes Valley, Western Addition, Japantown, I am 150% endorsing Dean Preston. Now, there was an election recently where Dean Preston was running against Valley Brown. Again, Valley Brown is trying again for the seat. And, you know, I think it was a very close race that first time, and it's going to be a close race now. There are other people running for this supervisor seat in District 5, and they're probably lovely people, but I just feel like I just want to endorse Dean Preston, period, Dean 5. He's an incredible tenants' right activist, lawyer. He's done so many things for, you know, eviction, for halting evictions during COVID. I mean, he's really done a lot for the city in the small time that he's actually been supervisor. So let's keep him in office. For District 7, which is Forest Hill and West Portal, which are like these weird nether regions of San Francisco that no one goes to because it's only very wealthy and like very elitist feeling in those neighborhoods. It's true. I don't know anything about this area. I honestly don't care, but all the voter guides voted for Velasca Nguyen as a first choice and Myrna Melgar as a second choice. So go ahead and vote for those two folks. For District 9, which is the South Mission, southern half of the Mission, and Bernal Hill, that is. District 9's current supervisor is Hillary Ronan. She's going unopposed. And she's fucking rad. So please vote for Hillary again. Just keep her in office. And then for District 11, which somehow I didn't look at where... I guess it looks like it's predominantly the kind of western part of the Excelsior, maybe a little bit of Glen Park. And John Avalos is running for District 11, and so I will endorse him. And I also want to just point out that there are new redistricting lines this year, which it's changed very little. But the last time the districts were drawn was in 1995. So this is, 25 years later, they redrew the lines for our districts in San Francisco. And there's just a few, it's not a huge deal. So no one freak out, but I was very curious and interested in it. So I, of course, looked at all of that also. We have our City College Board, and you can vote for up to four candidates. And the recommended candidates for the board are Tom Temperano, Anita Martinez, Aaliyah Christie, and Chanel Williams. Just so you know, the City College Board provides oversight for City College of San Francisco, and it's $315 million annual budget. including budget approval, hiring and firing, the chancellor, setting curriculum and facilities policies, and negotiating with faculty and staff unions. For the Board of Education, you can also vote up to 4 candidates, and the school board sets policy for SF Public Schools, which serves 54,000 students. The recommended candidates for Board of Education are Kevin Bogus, Matt Alexander, Mark Sanchez, and Alita Fisher. Then we have BART director for D7, which is West Oakland. Oh, D7 is West Oakland, Emeryville, Berkeley, Albany, and Richmond. And that would be Latifah Simon, who's the incumbent. And she's supposed to be rad. She's done a ton of work since she's been in office or in her position. She's a vocal champion against policing in practice and in the BART budget. She helped lead on labor negotiations, convene a women's safety listening session, and has championed homeless services. So she sounds like she's pretty fucking rad. And then BART director for D9, which is downtown San Francisco, the Tenderloin, Hayes Valley, Haight, Mission, Castro, Noe. It's like a big part of like the eastern half of the city. Bevan Dufty, who's also an incumbent already in, I'm endorsing him as well. He's an advocate for homeless services, secured additional resources for elevator attendants and custodial training and certification. I also wanted to just give a quick, because we had talked about if you're filling out your ballot at home and want to mail it in, the alternative to mailing it in, if you're worried about it arriving on time, which I think everyone should be, would be to drop it off. And so for San Francisco, the drop-off areas so far are the Chase Center, which is the new Warriors stadium near the Bay or on the Bay. That's 1655 3rd Street. The Bill Graham Civic Auditorium and Civic Center is 99 Grove Street. The Excelsior Branch Library at 4400 Mission Street. And the Bayview Linda Brooks Burton Library at 5075 3rd Street. There's I can link to where.
Well, there's a link. I'll put a link in the underworld where you can put your address and it'll tell you the closest one to you.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So that's a really good option. I think you can also take your ballot in to your polling place day of, right?
Yes.
The election.
Whoa.
And you can feed it through the machine if you want to. So if you just want to kind of... What?
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, are you there?
Are you okay?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm here. What were you saying?
Okay. And then in Oakland, the one I know of is over at the Oakland Courthouse, over by the lake and by the Oakland Museum, and also by RTS, my studio. So you can bring your ballot to drop it off on like the corner of Oak and 11th Street, and then come on over to RTS at 125 10th Street and drop some food off at the free food fridge. Did I hit everything in Oakland? Guys, if you have questions
yes,
or
got
problems
in
with anything we said, go ahead, give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can text that number or give us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
All right, good luck, everyone. Get out there and vote.
Good fucking luck listening to this long-ass podcast. Okay, so good luck voting. Do your best.
Do your very best.
And we'll be sending our ballot from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.